But strife is an amazing, amazing tool that Satan uses. I'm going to tell you, everything can be going along great, and somebody will come and pick a fight with you, won't they? And I'm going to tell you, I've been doing this study, and I cannot tell you how many stupid fights have popped up since I've been studying on strife. And I'm like, really? You know, it's amazing how we just get ourselves caught up in strife. Strife is angry or bitter disagreement, unresolved conflict, which leads to absence of peace. Okay, that's strife. You know, and it can happen anywhere. It can happen anywhere. You know, you can have strife in your home with your family. You can have strife at work. You can have strife with people you do not even know. You can have strife at Gathering Ministry Bible Study. Yeah. You know, and we're going to talk about how to resolve conflict. We're going to, scripturally, what the Bible says about it. We're going to talk about what the Bible says about strife, and we're going to talk about what the Bible says about peace. And we're going to find that where there is strife, nothing good can be going on. It really stops God from working in your lives. James 3:16, I wrote down the King James Version because most of us probably don't have a King James Version, but this said it better than any of the other versions, so I just wrote it at the top of your paper. Listen, for where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Do you hear that? Let me read it again. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. You know, and so Satan, his way to get in there is just to cause a little bit of strife. You know, and if you're a little bit touchy, sometimes it only takes somebody saying one word. Right? Or better yet, how many of you have ever had the look given to you? You know exactly what I'm talking about. How many of you have ever given the look? Right, that's all it takes. And
I was thinking of the tone of voice.
The tone of voice.
Texting.
Texting. Oh, yeah. Have you ever texted with all caps on? Uh-huh. You know what that means, don't you? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you see, strife enters our lives in so many ways. And we have a choice to either pour gasoline on the strife or to put it out. If you want more happy than your heart can hold, if you want to stand tall, and if the truth be told, don't hold everything in. It's not about you. Say, wait a minute. This is not worth it to me. I am not going to engage in this battle. I can't tell you how many times Satan has used strife to split churches up. And all it amounts to is somebody doesn't like what's going on and they cause a fight. Now, there are some times when you need to stand firm. And we're going to talk about that because what we really, the counterfeit that Satan has for doing away with strife is two things. He has two counterfeits, and I fall into them a lot. I don't know about you, but I fall into those counterfeits a lot, and I have to say, God, forgive me, get me back in your word. And the first counterfeit is this. See, now that could be strife. No, I'm kidding. The first, you're fine. The first counterfeit is, for strife, is God will tell you, just keep the peace. How many of you have heard keep the peace? we're gonna ignore things. We're gonna, but you know what? We really don't ignore them. We just bite our tongue and we're still angry inside. And we think we're keeping peace, and we aren't. We are stirring up strife. You know, Jesus said something very interesting. Nowhere in Scripture did he say, blessed are the peacekeepers. He said, blessed are the peacemakers. You see, and you can keep peace, but you won't be blessed. And you can make peace, and you will be blessed. And we're going to talk about that. You see, because so many of us, and women especially, you know, I'll tell you how many times I've kept the peace this week just because my husband surfs the TV. You just start watching something and he clicks it again. And it's like, all right, I guess we're going to watch this. So you just get interested and they go to a commercial and he clicks it again. I can't tell you how many things I have seen the beginning of that I have no idea what's happened.
That's right.
Yeah.
What is it with that?
And so I sit there and I think I am peacemaking because I don't scream at him, cut it out. Now, I think I'm peacekeeping. But I'm really not, because inside me there is still this stirring up, and it starts out just a little, and before long I look like the Tasmanian devil. I'm spinning so fast. Right, that's strife. Right. Yes. Yeah. And God said, okay, Georgia, there's so much strife in your life, I'm going to take that finger and I'm going to make it not useful for a while. He has two, God. Not that I'm asking for anything, but it didn't solve anything. You see, so we don't want to be peacekeepers. We want to be peacemakers. And we're going to talk about that in this series on strife. The other thing is, how many of you had your mother tell you, now be nice? Be nice. How many of you be nice? Right. How many of you think nice is saying what's supposed to be said instead of what the truth is? Yeah, you see, nice, I challenge every one of you to find nice in the Bible. It's not there. Nice is Satan's counterfeit for kind. But kind is truth in love. Nice is false in false love. You know, and when you recognize that people are going to be kind instead of nice, you rephrase your questions. It's no longer, honey, does this dress make me look fat? Because you don't want kind but truth. Right. You know, but really, we have been trained as a group of men and women in this room to be nice. And it really doesn't matter what the truth is. But you see, here's something you all need to understand very, very clearly. Please hear me, please hear me, please hear me. You cannot have peace. And you cannot have love without the truth. And you cannot have truth, and you cannot have peace without love. And you cannot have love without truth and without peace, because all of them are the person of Jesus Christ. You see, Tammy, okay, you cannot have truth without peace and love. You cannot have peace without truth and love. And you cannot have love without truth and peace. And what we try to do is we try to keep the peace with some things that aren't quite true and some things that in our hearts are a little bit angry and a little bit not nice because we think we're keeping the peace and everybody around me is going to think that I think everything's okay. But you know what? Eventually you're going to explode. Because inside of you is a lot of strife. And I've learned this over the years, but I can tell you the first couple years I was married, I would try to not fight with my husband because I thought my job was to keep the peace. But those times I exploded, I gave a list that was 3 miles long from the last 10 years of everything he had ever done.
It's still in there.
That was still inside of me. And you see, we get caught up in dealing with each other, in dealing with our children, in dealing with our coworkers, in dealing with people that we come across all the time. We get caught up in trying to be Satan's version of kind, which is nice. I've had some of you come to me and be very frank and honest with me, and I have to tell you, I've appreciated it. Yes, and some of you have really cut me down to size, but you know what? You walk away and I say, now that's a person that cares more about my growth than they do about my accepting them. And that is when you know somebody loves you because they've given themselves away. They have taken whatever they've had and they've given it away. And they've held nothing back in reserve for themselves. Yeah, Rhonda, love, you see her kids running around here. And she tells her children all the time, I tell you these things because it's better to hear it from me than somebody out there. You know, but a lot of parents don't tell their children what they need to hear. And then they go in public and they hear it the wrong way. You see, but that's somebody who loves them more than they need them to accept them. So we're going to talk about strife. It's amazing, but strife enters our lives all the time. And each time it comes, we have to decide whether we're going to participate or if we're going to put it away and let God take care of it. And I'm telling you, it's a challenge. It is not for the weak and timid, I am here to tell you. And I have been tested, I can't tell you how many times since I've been studying this. And it has been amazing. I mean, I've had a couple people in here. They're not here tonight, so I don't think I'm talking about any of you. They're not even here tonight. Who have tried to cause strife. Just here. And it's like, okay. And you know, you got to say, you know what, God? It's not even for me. This is for you. You're going to have to do it. And if we will start saying that, you know what, God? I'm your child. This has nothing to do with me. It has to do with you. It's going to change a whole lot of things in your life. And all of a sudden, God is going to be able to say, okay, they are where they need to be to receive from me. How many of you have tried to fight your own battles?
Worked so well.
Do you want to repeat that, Barb? She said it didn't work so well. Yes. Because what we're really in doing is we're engaging in strife. And Satan wants us to. He doesn't want God fighting our battles for us. Because as soon as God fights our battles for us, guess who wins? Right. And guess who loses? That's exactly right. You see, strife is, we get caught up, we think strife is her against me. And I'm going to win. When we step back and when we see what Scripture says, it really isn't her against me. It's God against Satan. That's one way to look at it. But if I don't allow God to fight that fight, it is me against Satan. And I have news for you. There's a single person in this room that is capable of defeating Satan by yourself.
Amen.
But every one of you are capable of stepping aside and letting God defeat Satan for you. Now, having said that, for where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. If there's strife at your work, you all know it's confusing, it's chaotic, evil things are going on. If there is strife in your family, if there is strife in your home, if there is strife with your friends, if there is strife with people you don't even know. Yeah. How many of you know about road rage? Yeah. That strife with people you don't even know and you're never going to see again. Oh, but boy, can they really press our buttons, huh? Yeah. And Satan is sitting in the back seat saying, this is easier than I thought.
I didn't know what you meant by road rage. My husband had road rage, but I ended it about 2 years ago because I said, it's not unacceptable. I can't deal with it. I don't want to be in the car with you. And if it happens again, I went out. And we were getting on 95 on Linden Avenue up in Pennsylvania, and he did a road rage thing. And I said, I'm out of here. And I opened the car door, and he said, you're out of your mind. And I said, what I tell you, I will not accept it anymore. I have never had to deal with road rage since.
Well, there you go. Ladies, if any of you want to get out of the car, call me. I'll come pick you up. Bobby will come pick you up. She knows exactly what you're going through. Right. Yeah, we talk about road rage. Do you understand that's just strife? That is strife that Satan is using to steal your blessing. Yeah. Yes.
This particular topic of this scripture also in it, and God has spoken about it in different areas in the Bible. He said in the past that in the last days that we live in, and in the church, he's talking about the body, his body. He said there will become envy, jealous, and strife. And jealousy plays a big part in strife.
Oh, sure it does. Yeah. We're going to look at the causes of strife. You're going to see that, the sources of it. Please understand that all source of strife comes from the author of confusion. Please understand that. All source of strife comes from the author of confusion. And that is Satan. Okay? Everybody understands that, right? It is not your aunt, it is not your boss, it is not your coworker, it is not your child, it is not your husband, it is not your brother, it is not your sister, it is not your bank, it is not the phone company, it is not the person that sent you the wrong bill, it isn't the mailman, it isn't the people on the road. Every bit of strife that you will encounter is straight from the pit of hell. And you have to recognize that first, because if you think it's that person, you're probably going to slap her. Yeah. You know, you'll forget and you'll say, oh, this is me against her. Right. Yeah, I know a person who is so full of strife. You know, and you probably all can identify somebody in your life that has to be fighting with someone all the time. They have to be fighting with someone all the time. And this girl, she fought with people at work. She fought with her daughter-in-law. She fought with her stepchildren. She fought with her husband. She fought with her sister. She quit work. She fought with the people at work. And you know what? I got sucked up into it. And I forgot that all strife comes from Satan. And I fought back. And I'll tell you, by the time I got home, I felt so horrible I had to apologize. And apologize I did. Whether she receives it or not is totally up to her. But I had to apologize because I got caught up in thinking that she and I were the issue, and it had nothing to do with her and I. It was Satan versus God. And if you can remember that, it will change the way you approach stress in your life. But there are certain people, it does not matter what's going on, there will always be somebody that they have to be fighting with. Don't let you be that somebody.